Hello?
Hello?
Hi, ma'am. Sorry to interrupt you.
My name is Matthew, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Survey. I swear I'm not trying to sell anything. The purpose of my call today is because we're conducting a survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Sorry about that. To begin, I just want to ask you, sorry about that. To begin, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote?
Chances definitely.
Definitely. Thank you. I appreciate that. I know, and in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe.
Thank you. And to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you. And what is your age?
I'm 21.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Is that somewhat liberal or very liberal? Sorry.
Very, I guess.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the country is headed in?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I just want to read you a list of different issues, concerns. Some people say they want the President of Congress to focus on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that, yes, that's an important issue. 5, somewhat important. And 0, not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So here goes the first one. Banning tobacco products for adults. How important is that from 0 to 10?
0 is not important, right?
It's not important at all, yeah. The higher you go, the more important it is.
3.
Thank you. Thank you. Making college more affordable.
Making what?
College more affordable.
8.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
9.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education.
9.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you. All right, so do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Both.
So, look, we have these options. You can strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Okay, somewhat approve.
Okay, so somewhat. Got it. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. The higher you go, the better, right? 50 means that you're in the middle, so. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards the people and organizations. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Here goes the first one. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
40.
Thank you. No problem. And Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
80.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
40.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's move forward here. I want you to, I'm going to go ahead and read you a list of priorities that do you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on you have a skill from 0 to 10. So 10 means that, yes, that is very important of an issue. 5, somewhat important, and 0, not important at all. Here goes the first one. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
8.
Okay. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
5.
Thank you. Preventing underage tobacco use.
9.
Okay. And removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
8.
Thank you. Let's move forward here. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Say it again?
I'm sorry. Let me repeat that. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Support, I guess.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
The ban?
So you're opposed. Is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Thank you. All right. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
Benefit?
Is that much more benefit or somewhat more of a benefit?
Somewhat.
Okay, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older should be a top priority for the federal government or other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Gotcha. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I got two of them. Here goes the first one. Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. That's the first one. The second one. Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstention and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. A or B?
B.
Right, true. Thank you. Now, I just want to read you some things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So here comes the first one. The creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. How much of a concern is that? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not very concerned.
Okay. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. How much of a concern is that? We have very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, and not at all concerned?
Just not very concerned.
Thank you. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, and public education, and tobacco control. How much of a concern is that?
Say it again?
I'm sorry. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How much of a concern is that?
It's from tobacco products?
Mm-hmm. Very concerned, somewhat
not
concerned?
Not very concerned.
Okay, so we have not very concerned. Okay, you're right. That's the one you chose. Got you. All right. Now, I'm just going to read you some statements people made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. So 10 means that, yes, this is, you strongly agree with the statement. So 5, somewhat agree with the statement. And 0, you don't agree with the statement at all. So here goes the first statement. Today's adult smokers come to disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug conditions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction. Support and harm reduction. How much do you agree with that from 0 to 10?
10.
All right. The second one is, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulations. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans and cigarettes, but simply give them another market in which to operate. How much do you agree with that?
8.
Okay. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking. Our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminals. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree on that?
10.
Thank you. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common. But it's a step too far from the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. How much do you agree on that?
Seven.
Thank you. Move forward here. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or
oppose? Wait, I don't support the ban.
Is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Got you. Now, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
oppose.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
Maybe somewhat more.
Somewhat benefit or somewhat more harm?
Mm-hmm.
More harm?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, now, and would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of whom you're going to vote for?
So like a somewhat no decision.
So somewhat more willing or somewhat less willing?
Somewhat. Wait, say the question again.
Yeah, let me go ahead and repeat it. No problem. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision?
Less willing.
Less much. Is that somewhat less willing or much less willing?
Somewhat.
Got you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Let's start with the first one. Liquor or spirits?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Soda or pop?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Beer?
No.
Coffee?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Heat non-burn tobacco products?
No.
Wine?
No.
Gotcha. Thank you. All right, so these last few questions, they're for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced?
No. Single. Oh.
I'm sorry?
Single.
Single, okay. Single, okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living with in your household?
No.
No. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper class, middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Thank you. Okay, and are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No, okay. All right, and how would you describe your area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. You have yourself a great rest of the night.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Beast mode, nigga.